We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel.
Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. We go from Elvis to Howard. But first, let me tell you, 12:45 today, if you missed it earlier this morning, 12:45 today, we will play in its entirety the Nick Sirianni interview from this morning with Angelo. So Sirianni wrapping up the season with Angelo. You'll hear that coming up in 45 minutes. All right, our buddy Howard Eskin, brought to us as always by our friends at Fingers, Wings, and Other Things. Catch all the playoff action at FWAT, your local game day headquarters. Dine in or take out, and I've taken out many times during the playoffs. Whether it's the big game or any of these playoff games, it's great dine out for the region's best game day food. For the menu, full menu, go to FWAT.com, FWOT.com. King, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I am just great. I just finished my daily banana, and it was delicious.
Come on, Howard.
You ought to try it once in a while, Joe.
Well, that's my intent. I mean, you know.
You're pathetic. You just had a strawberry a few years ago, the first time in your life.
Yep.
You haven't had bananas. I mean, what did you eat as a child? What did you do, run by the trees and just pick off the leaves and eat the leaves?
Know.
I mean, what the hell did you do?
It was not good.
Shepherd's pie, apparently.
Yeah, shepherd's pie.
Spaghetti and shepherd's
pie.
I'm trying
to get healthier, Howard. I got a lot of issues.
You dress like you're 4 years old. You eat like you haven't had anything because you're only 4 years old. You're unbelievable.
Well, you're not wrong about that. All right, King, let's get to it. Sirianni. I know you've been pro Sirianni, but you got to be somewhat concerned with how the season ended. What do you make of Nick Sirianni's season?
I think Nick Sirianni is going to be a better coach. I think he became a good coach. It's only his first year. I know you buried him at the beginning, but he's creative. He's got the players' respect, and they like him. And I think he is creative. You know, I heard you whining. You know what? I got to get some cheese from the Bruno Brothers and just bring in so much to go with all the wine that you guys do. It's pathetic. You know, Jalen Hurts didn't play the way a quarterback needs to play, let alone in a playoff game, but in a game against a good team. And you're blaming Sir. What do you want him to do? Be a magician with what he has? You don't like Rager, and you're right with that. Rager is brutal.
Yep.
So I still think he's going to be
here. So you like Sirianni. Let's take on the Hurts thing then, Howard.
The Hurts thing. He throws to there's nobody to throw to, because if they double Devontae Smith, and once in a while you'll find Goddard who gets open in the middle when he moves around. Jalen Hurts, I don't believe, is very good at pre-snap reads. He doesn't go through all his progressions in not all cases, but in a lot of cases. He's got to grow as a quarterback. Is he okay? Yeah, he got better. But he's got to grow. So everybody wants to blame the coaches. Players make plays. And I'm not going to criticize Nick Sirianni. He gets down because, again, the defense didn't get it done. So you're down, 17-0 at the half. And Jalen Hurts had a chance to get him close. But he's too late on the deep balls. And the safety, and I've seen it enough times this year, where it gives the safety time to get over. And that's happened multiple times this year. So you're going to blame Sirianni for that? I think Nick Sirianni was the best coaching hire in the offseason. Next to Ron Rivera, he's the best coach in the division. And I think he's done a really good job, and I think he's going to get better as a coach. And I like Nick Sirianni because now he's got – he's implanted, he's got his feet wet, he knows what he's got to do, and he's confident in what he does. And I think he's going to be a – I think he's – I don't know how good a coach, but I would say he's a good coach right now, and he will be a better coach.
I agree with that. I agree with that. Now, is Nick Sirianni more sold on Jalen Hurts than Howie Roseman is?
Well, and I know you guys made the point, and I guess, you know, he came right out of the chute yesterday. They all knew that that question was going to come next yesterday. It's not rocket science to think, well, somebody asked a question. Yeah, you're going to ask the question, and you're going to ask it multiple times.
Yeah.
But Sirianni came right out of the chute. He's my quarterback.
But only after Howie had addressed it. You know, I don't know that Sirianni handles it that way if Howie hadn't had the declarative a couple minutes earlier.
Well, here's the bottom line, and we know the bottom line. If for some reason, and I don't think it's going to happen, that the price for Watson, instead of 3 first-round picks, which is really the price, and not just the Eagles' 3 first-round picks, any team's 3 first-round picks, they may not be in the same year. If it comes down from 3 first-round picks, the Eagles will investigate the possibility. They'd be foolish not to. Now, he's got a lot of baggage, and you got to worry about that, but you hope he's learned his lesson. He's going to get suspended, so you understand that, probably 4 games next year. So you get all that, but he's 10 years in the future of a quarterback that's no worse than the 7th best quarterback in the league?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yep.
Yeah. So you got to look at that possibility. But I don't think that's going to happen. I don't want Russell Wilson a little tiny bit. Nothing. I don't want him. I don't like him. I heard something he did when he was here last time. He held up the plane because he didn't like the food when they were here 2 years ago. I mean, come on, man. You're supposed to be the leader, and you're making these guys wait, flying back 6 hours. But and he's on the downside of his career. So, now, is he still good? Yeah, I guess he's still good. But I think you got a short window with him.
Howard, would it be in the Eagles' best interest for Jonathan Gannon to get a head coaching job elsewhere?
You know, you guys, you bury this guy. All right, let's look at this game. He's without Sweat, who's got the most sacks, I believe, of any defensive lineman, correct?
Yes, correct.
All right. Did Fletcher Cox play on Sunday?
Not well.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if he was out there.
Yeah, I agree.
So, okay. And then you got no Brandon Graham for, the whole season, basically. So now you're missing 3 of your previous pass rushers for this game. You can't blitz Brady. You've got to get it with the 4 down linemen because he'll kill you on the blitz. And then I don't think defense did a good job on the back end either. And part of that is quick passes, but you're not getting a right. I mean, Ryan Kerrigan, get him out of here. Just because he had 5 sacks against a guy playing with 1 leg and a backup.
Of them he wasn't even touched on. It was literally
it was a
freebie.
It was a joke.
Howard, let's get to Rager. I heard
but
you
so, you know, so do you, let me just answer your question about Jonathan Gannon.
Yep.
I think he's a good coach. If he gets a head job, that's great for him. But for people to want him to be gone next year, I think is wrong.
Yep.
It's wrong.
All right.
I think he's a good defensive coach. And by the way, John, I do like
Vic
Fangio.
But he's not as good as Vic Fangio.
I do like Vic Fangio, but I'm not ready to change. And then Vic Fangio, I think, ran a 3-4, right, with Denver? So you're going to now go into a season and change the scheme?
He does both. We ran a 3-4 this year in base.
Not as much, though.
In base, we were a 3-4 defense. Like, teams all do that. They all switch back and forth.
But the point is, I do like Vic Fangio, and he'll get a job as a coordinator somewhere.
Howard, Rager, you think he will be back?
Yeah, I do. I do. I mean, you got to go into the 3rd year with your first-round pick. Yep, you got – and now, it was a mistake, and I think everybody recognizes it, that was a mistake. I don't want – well, what he won't do. If he even gets back there once, I don't care if there's only 22 players on the team. I don't want him to return the punt. I want nobody back there. Just let the ball bounce.
I agree. Try to block it with 11 guys trying to block it.
So
why is Michael Clay sort of getting off scot-free, the special teams coordinator for this team? Like,
he's got no
he
returner.
Had to have some say in this, right?
Yeah, but he's got no – here's the bottom line. Who are your returners? Greg Ward, you're not going to break anything with Greg Ward, but he will catch the ball.
What about Boston Scott?
Boston Scott is okay, but you probably need him. You want to make sure that you have him in your rotation of backs. Boston Scott's
good
once in a while.
They only played him six snaps on offense. It doesn't seem like they're that concerned.
Yeah, well, once you get behind, you're not going to run the ball a lot anyway. So
catches well, too.
Here's what they got to do. Somewhere in that draft, third round, maybe fourth round, get a player that you know can also be a punt or kickoff return guy. You've got to, I don't care where you get him. I don't care if you go down the street to the playground and find somebody. You got to get another punt and kickoff
return. Howard, let me ask you this one. Howie yesterday, early in the press conference, he was asked a really interesting question about positional value on defense. And Howie's response indicated that they have a philosophy that has made them successful as an organization. Was that code for don't expect a linebacker to be drafted in the first round?
It could be. The problem when you take a linebacker in the first round, linebackers don't get the money that defensive ends and defensive linemen get. That's your ends make the most money until I guess the corners start developing and being pretty good. So it's offensive and defensive line. It's the trenches. It's the old saying, but it's reality. I don't think they're going to take a linebacker in the I would be shocked if they took one in the first round, but they're going to get another linebacker. Although TJ Edwards really did step up, but you got to get more. You certainly have to get more. Is it code? It's not going to be a first round pick, but they'll get a linebacker somewhere. I mean, there might be somebody good in the second round. So they'll get a linebacker somewhere.
All right. I got a list of guys. I want just a quick back or not back. Back as an Eagle or not back.
Go ahead.
Brandon Brooks.
Will not be back.
Fletcher Cox.
That's a tough one, but I'm taking a shot that it's better than 50-50 that he will not be back.
Wow. Miles
That's
Sanders.
Just my opinion.
I understand. Yes.
Because you're starting to develop a young team. And he's not the same player. He was a really, really good player, but he's not that player anymore. So I'm saying better than 50-50 that he will not be back.
Miles Sanders.
I think he will be back. But earlier this season, I know his agent tried to work out a new deal with the Eagles, and they couldn't come close to something. But I think he will be back because he's still inexpensive, and he's still a good back when he's healthy.
Jordan Howard.
I think he'll be back.
Jason Kelce.
You know what? I waver on that, and it's all about Jason. And you know, he's got a couple of kids now, and he was healthier this year. I'm leaning more and more, and the fact that Nick has asked him, and we heard Nick this morning, and you'll play the interview. Forget about the kegs of beer. I think he enjoyed himself this year. He enjoyed the coach, and that's important. If it wasn't a coach he would like, he would not be back. I think Jason Kelce will be back.
Brandon Graham.
He will be back.
Derek Barnett.
Will not be back.
J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
He will be back. Special teams guy.
Aaron Sipos.
You know what's funny? All of a sudden, he lost Michael Clay said, he lost the drop. Did you know, I noticed...
Worst punt average in the NFL over the second half of the season.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. He's got to work on it. They'll bring another punter in, but I think he'll be back because he was good for a while. Do you notice after a while, he pooched punt when he wasn't even in the position when he shanked those punts early in the game? So I think he's trying to get his rhythm back and he'll work on it, but I think he'll be back.
All right. All three of these guys are free agents. Anthony Harris, Rodney McLeod, Steve Nelson. That's three quarters of our
two out of three. I think two out of three will be back.
Okay.
And I don't think it'll be McLeod. I love Rodney.
Yeah.
And he's a great leader, but he's lost some speed there. It's just... You got to get younger players. You got.
Look, he played for the Rams for 4 years before he got here, and then he's been here for a while. He's had a terrific career.
He's a great guy.
Great dude.
And he's great in the locker room. But, you know, you got to move on. And Father Time always wins, except for Tom Brady because he's got those vitamins that nobody else has.
Howard, stay well, buddy. We will talk to you next week.
By the way, let me just leave you with this.
Yes.
I know people are Embiid-sighted, excited, and he had 50 points. And that's great. And they got nothing else. But Jokic, 49, 14, and 10 against a team that wasn't a Division III team. They were the Clippers.
Well, yeah, it's too bad they only played twice a year because they're the two – well, those two and Anthony Davis are the three great big men in basketball.
Yep.
Anthony Davis only plays half the games.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Howard, stay well, man.
All right, you too. Stay safe.
There he is.
Thanks,
King. It is a shame they only play – I mean, I remember Barkley and Karl Malone when Barkley was here. They would only play twice a year because Karl Malone was in the Western Conference and Barkley was here. And so, you know, you only get those matchups so often. 215-592-9494. 1245 today. You'll hear in its entirety – the interview, Nick Sirianni this morning with Angelo. That's in a half hour. Phone calls throughout the show on Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about an unbelievable company I'm a big fan of, Co-Pair. Do you want to feel healthier this year? Of course you do. Do you want to be healthier? Well, I know you do. We all want to be healthier. Co-Pair, I believe, can help you. Consider starting a program with Co-Pair, a company designed to help you lose weight and be your partner for total wellness. Co-Pair can provide you with food each week, specifically chosen for your diet, nutrition, and weight loss goals. Plus, they have personalized coaching. This is really cool. I talk to my coach, Kurt, once a week. We talk every Tuesday. He helps me better understand all sorts of stuff regarding food and exercise and just general nutrition and all sorts of stuff for better health. Kurt or other trained Co-Pair professionals can help you, and they can help you no matter where you are. And I know a lot of people these days are still at home a lot. And that's fine from the standpoint of being able to be engaged with Co-Pair because you don't have to go anywhere to do it. Food can be delivered to you. Information can be delivered to you all right there to your home. So check out CoPairHealth.com. CoPairHealth.com to see their website, all that they offer, and how you think it might work well for you. That's at CoPairHealth.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.